Now, Santa Rosa Police Department spokesperson, Lieutenant Chris Mahurin. Chris, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me back.
Of course, we were talking earlier about the lockdown at Montgomery High School. Let's talk about it from the police department's perspective. When did the call come in and what did you guys do?
Yeah, first, thank you for getting in touch with me and letting me come in and talk about this. I also apologize for what you went through for the last 3 hours of your life. I know even as a school official, that is still stressful.
Yeah.
So I appreciate everything that you're doing to keep students safe.
Thank you.
So at about 10:45 this morning, we got a call to our comm center from a student on campus, actually, who said that they saw another student with what they believed to be a gun in their waistband. The student did a very good job of reporting it to law enforcement, letting us know that, hey, they didn't see that student pointing at anyone, merely probably showing it off, but still making that call. We've always are pushing that for students. If you see something, to say something to us, to school administrators. Student did a great thing. Our dispatch center immediately dispatched numerous officers to campus, as well as alerting our school resource officer, Luigi Valencia, who was already on campus. Within less than 3 minutes, we had a full grouping of officers quickly getting there. Officer Valencia did a good job of identifying the group that was believed to have a gun, where they had gone to, because they started to flee when they saw cops coming on campus. And we're able to contain it to a Northside Portables with 2 to 3 classrooms in total. At that point, the school did a very good job of putting the school on lockdown, so there weren't students and staff walking around when we're trying to figure out exactly what's going on.
And let me interject here that is a challenge. This is a large campus. This is a large open-air campus. I went to school on the East Coast. The schools were enclosed buildings. You know, when you shut the doors, you were inside. That is much tougher to do at campuses like the campuses here in Santa Rosa, where they are wide open. The hallways can be closed at certain levels, but you've got a lot of students spread throughout a very large campus. But to the teachers and staff's credit, it was cleared very quickly.
Yeah, and I want to echo that, because I grew up in Petaluma. I went to Casa Grande High School, an open-air campus as well. So it is very hard to keep students in and staff in, and sometimes they don't hear an announcement either, so they're wandering around. In this case, everything was locked down really well. Our officers were able to focus all their attention on where these students had run to and really start to isolate that area from the rest of campus. Then from there, we slowly started removing students one by one out of class, easily to control the situation and making sure we're searching everyone, backpacks. Once each student was out, we then started searching the classrooms looking for any firearms, because initially no firearm was located. So we went through that process. In one of the classrooms, we did find a knife that was wrapped up in a Montgomery High School t-shirt that was hidden inside the classroom as well. We did seize that. We detained.
Could you describe the knife?
Sure. It almost looked like, to me, a non-serrated, almost like a steak knife, a fixed knife, probably about 3 to 4 inches in length of the blade alone, with a black handle.
Okay.
From there, we started investigating, detaining several students that we knew to be part of the group that might have been associated with the firearm. Went through a lot of investigations, a lot of interviews. No one had a handgun on them. We searched the gym and some other common areas, as well as those classrooms where students ran into, and no firearm was located. One of the things that we did discover when we were on campus was that some students, not all students, were participating in a social media kind of challenge, or what they call a game. It was called Senior Assassin, where seniors only are supposed to have some sort of a water gun with them, and then they target other students that they don't initially know who they're going to be, but they get a hit list to go after with these water guns. So currently, we aren't sure if the student actually had a real firearm, if this may have been a squirt gun that was part of this game, but that's something our SRO Luigi is going to be looking into while working with school officials to determine, was there a real threat to campus, or was this some sort of a prank that students were playing that now got escalated, holding you and other teachers in bathrooms and classrooms, and holding students who are probably going to be traumatized from incidents like this. Sitting in a classroom for 2 hours, not knowing if there's a gunman on campus, is very stressful.
It is. And you also ended up having to search roofs, correct?
We did. So just because those students ran, so we had an extensive search of the area where we saw those students who may have had that firearm. That also includes us using a drone, as well as calling the fire department actually out so we can get ladders, so we could look on top of roofs of buildings to make sure nothing was thrown up there. But at this time, nothing was located.
Regarding the knife that was located, has any individual been identified as being in possession of that knife?
No, not yet. So we've taken it, we've seized it for evidence. Our department is pretty unique, which is really nice, as we have two people who do forensics, and they can actually do fingerprints and comparisons and matching. So they're going to be doing all of that to see if we can identify who that knife belonged to. Again, Officer Luigi Valencia is going to be working with teachers to see if they can identify who may have been responsible for that knife. We at least know the students that were in that classroom when we found it, so hopefully we'll narrow it down from there in the next week.
All right, and as far as communication between the police department and the district, all good?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always going to be some challenges. Schools administrators are responsible for the safety of their students. We come in and help with that when emergencies occur, but the day-to-day operations of student safety and faculty safety, for that matter, does fall on the district and the administration. So we do communicate with them about messaging. I know there's been some differences in the way this information was released. We talked offline kind of about some of the stuff that's getting released by the district. We have no confirmation that a gun wasn't on campus, or if that gun that was seen was a toy, or if it was real. We are going to investigate to see if we can find out what that gun was, if it was real or a toy. Administration, they're going to be doing their internal investigations as well, I'm sure of that, to kind of see what happened, what those breakdowns were. And really, our goal is to partner with the superintendent and the school principal and our chief to really say, hey, how can we support you in keeping things safe on campus? I think a big message from our department is do not carry guns with you on school campuses.
Or anything resembling a gun.
That's what I was getting to,
yeah. Or any type of toy gun.
Exactly. We don't want, like, we know airsoft guns, and a lot of these water guns nowadays, they look very real. Yeah. They look like a handgun. And this used to be the concept and the argument of, well, we'll put an orange tip on the end of it so you know that it's fake. Well, now with these 3D printed guns or other guns that occur, we're seeing them in hot pink and green. Those colors that are traditionally used for a squirt gun are actually real guns that shoot real bullets and kill real people. And so we don't take any of those lightly anymore. We see an orange tip, we're still going to order you to drop that gun as if it was real, because a lot of times they are real. And when it comes to school safety, we're not going to second guess. We see somebody with a gun, we're going to take it as a real threat to student safety and our officers and be serious about that.
Yeah. So. And again, I attended a meeting at the end of the day of staff on campus, the takeaway was we are so thankful that this didn't turn out any other way than it did, but there are issues that need to be addressed to help reduce the chances of this happening again. And you and I, as you said, we're talking off air, one of the things we've got to get away from is this nonchalant approach to toy guns.
Right.
In this day and age, you can't assume a toy gun is a toy gun.
Right.
And parents need to get a grip on that, and
right.
They need to get their kids to understand that this is not something that can get anywhere near a school campus, because their safety is at risk.
Yeah, nope, I fully agree with you, and that's the big issue. And I know there's going to be a lot more talks going into the summer about having SROs on campus. I know that is a conversation we should continue to have, whether it's like it used to be, whether it's a modified version of that. But having Luigi on campus is really helpful for our officers, because he knows the layout of that school. He knows who to get to talk to find out those cameras, to see if we can get photos of folks. So it was really helpful to have that on there, and working with administration so school administrators can focus on getting messages to parents while we're doing safety issues.
And several staff members made note of Sergeant Luigi?
Officer.
Officer Luigi, that his presence was well appreciated, because the kids had somebody that they recognized in the room with them. It just wasn't a bunch of strange, unfamiliar police officers. We got to take our bottom of the hour break. Lieutenant Chris Mahern, thank you so much for coming in and giving us an update.
Thanks for having me.